and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Now, I'm telling you my age. And I discovered that walking has not always been easy. Because walking begins with faith.
Yes.
It begins with faith. As a child, walking was one of the greatest challenges, Brother Martin, that any of us could ever do. And even today, walking is still a part of our daily endeavors. Because sometimes we need support in our walking and in our relationship. But my brothers and sisters, a child walking was that greatest task that they would ever have to take as a baby, because there is a fear of falling down. But before a child can walk, Dwayne, they begin to train the muscles in their legs. And before we begin to spiritually walk, we gotta train the things in our mind and in our heart. Because once you train them, it grows stronger and stronger and stronger. Aren't you glad you're getting strength?
Amen.
That child, they bounce up and down until one day their muscles are so strong that they try to take a step. And in most cases, Bruce, they fall down. And seeing them fall, the parents will train them to take a step again, catching them by the hand and encouraging them to walk, until one day they will stand alone without the assistance of the parents and they begin to walk. My mother will be 97 soon.
Amen.
And my mother would always say, when a child begins to walk, from that point on, they are walking away from you, or they're becoming independent. They won't or they shouldn't need assistance anymore. And I thought about the children of Israel and how they had to take a step of faith and follow Moses. Thank you, Holy Spirit, I feel my power. How the children of Israel took a step of faith. In following the leader, they followed the leader in spite of the fact they sometimes didn't know what the leader was up to. They followed the leader knowing that there would be some hills and there would be some valleys. But they followed the leader because he was ordained, sanctioned, declared, and decreed by God to do what God has anointed and appointed him to do. But yet, in the midst of the valleys and in the midst of the storm and in the midst of all of the things that Moses would go through in life, he had those that were walking with him, encouraging him to don't give up what God had anointed you to do. But we see God has a prophetic plan for this man, but he also had a prophetic plan for a nation. I also thought about Jesus coming into the world. He came into a world that he created, a world that he declared. And yet when he came there, the world didn't recognize him. And even though he was proclaiming the kingdom of God, the world simply annihilated and they ridiculed him and they talked about him. And even some that were with him turned and walked away, Brother Martin. Because some of the disciples didn't quite understand the message that he had for them. And so when he talked about communion, when he talked about the bread and the body and the blood and the wine, And he said, you can't have a part with me, but you must drink my blood and eat my body. They didn't quite get it because they didn't know the application of the fact of what God was saying. And sometimes when we give you systematic theology, we miss the point that God is trying to reveal to us. And that's why pastors have to explain what God was up to. And he said that, and those disciples that was with him walked away and they left him. And for it says in that 66th verse, it says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Isn't it amazing when we don't understand the purpose and the plan of walking, taking a step of faith, some will walk away. When we take a step of faith or we walk by faith, the Lord's desire is to grow us, because we've been babes too long. To grow us. When the children of Israel began to leave Egypt on their journey to the promised land, they encountered many obstacles set before them. And these obstacles were there not to stop them, but they were there to set before them for the purpose of encouraging them to increase their faith. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When we stop trying to see things, our faith is increased. My brothers and sisters, walking by faith is a process. And we do not all demonstrate it at the same time. So, the historical text states, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, Yahweh, Adonai, Jehovah, God. Ordered by the Lord. And he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I found it interesting that all of the things that God made, he called good. And in some cases, he called it very good. But God never called man good. You know why? Because God spoke things into existence, and the spoken word called everything that he spoke into existence good. But man he made, and he never called man good. And now I know why there's some this division with men, because men don't always like other men, because we look different. Sometimes our characteristics are different. Sometimes our skin color is different. Sometimes our religion is different. Sometimes our denomination is different. And therefore, there is war in the heart. So when we think about what God is up to, he sent his son to come and bridge the gap between man who is not good, but is seeking goodness. And our goodness will never come by our merits and our ability. It will never come by trying to live the life, but it comes by being in Christ, who justifies us and makes us right. David said the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Now, David ought to know something about the Lord, because he's a man after God's own heart. But David had some issues. Anybody got any issues? I'll be the first one to tell you that I got some. And any man that a woman that tell you they ain't got none, they lying to you. Because the Lord is simply trying to get us to a higher spiritual level of being honest before him and honest with our neighbor. And when we are honest with our neighbor, the Lord says, now I can deal with you. I can bless you. I can motivate you. I can empower you. I can give you what you need and give you more under what we call the dispensation of grace of the church day. You are living in a prophetic day and a prophetic time. So David said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Can I place an order with you this morning? What is it that you need this day that you're lacking? What is it that you're hungry for? What is it that you've been absent for? Can I place an order and see if we can help you get from where you are to where the Lord desires for you to be? Can I place an order about your health? Can I place an order about your position? Can I place an order about your mind? Can I place an order to get you out of what you are in and get you to another spiritual level where you don't need a special order, but just an order? And the Lord is simply saying, I'm waiting on you to place your order. I'm waiting on you to come out of the world of sin and aggravation, temptation, and seek the powers of the Lord and change the way we act with one another. Can I place an order this morning? For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and every now and then you need to order something. Your finances is all funny because you haven't ordered up. Because he said, bring all the tithes unto the storehouse. Can I place an order? Your spirituality will grow stronger when you say, Lord, I need your help. Can I place an order? I said in Bible study that mercy is God's love being given to us. Can I place an order to give you grace, God's unmerited favor, a God's inexhaustible supply of goodness, a God's redemption at Christ's expense? Can I place an order in your life? Can I place an order over your children that are wayward, that don't even know about the church? Can I place an order? Can I place an order that will give you hope? Even in the midst of sorrow, can I place an order that will allow you to walk according to his will and his way? Can I place an order? Can I place an order that you will see salutation and jubilation to our Lord, our God, and our King, that we will raise up a generation that will magnify the Lord? Can I place an order for the step of a good man ordered by the Lord? My brothers and sisters, are we committed to his ways? When we make a step, that step should be sure that he will always be there, guiding us, directing us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Guiding and directing us, empowering us, and motivating us to love our neighbor as thyself. Hey. Because he loves and cares for us so much that he actually takes pleasure in guiding our step. I ain't got to worry about where I'm going because I know where I'm headed. You don't need to worry about where you're going because you ought to know where you're headed. Because the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord. And every now and then we fall. Yeah, we're going to fall because ain't none of us right. Ain't none of us perfect. But all of us are striving for perfection. And I'm reminded of what the scripture said. There it is. Though he fall. Anybody falling? Oh, you may not tell me. You may not even tell your wife. You may not even tell your husband. But though you fall, it said he shall not be up.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable.